Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. We are doing a special live edition at noon today. Excuse my voice. We are doing a special live edition at noon today, as I have band summer camp starting up today, so that should be a lot of fun. I'm gonna be playing music, and yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So that starts at 2 today, so I will not be able to do the show at 3. We are doing it at 2 or at 12. I keep saying 2. So yeah, all right. We have a lot to talk about today. First off, you know, LeBron James, right? He's having one of his best performances ever. And this finals performance gets him up in the discussion for one of the greatest players of all time. And it really does. And if LeBron James can close out these next two games, it'll be amazing. You know, it's crazy how bad of a series this is. You know, I kind of feel bad for saying that, but it's true. You know, I kind of feel bad for this series is really bad. You know, the play style, the injuries, all this stuff, and it just leads to bad games. Excuse me. And the craziest part is that that Golden State doesn't have any injuries. You know, really, they don't have any injuries, and they're still, you know, it's still close games. But see, here's the biggest problem, right? The biggest difference was they held LeBron James to 22 points. Way they did that is they stuck Andre Iguodala on him instead of Harrison Barnes. LeBron James was really just overpowering Harrison Barnes and could really take him. But Andre Iguodala has had to cover people like that before because he was the star of the Denver Nuggets. And Golden State, I was looking for more out of Steph Curry. He delivered, right? But think of it this way, right? You're asking, you know, Dellavedova to be, like, on Cleveland, right? Dellavedova to be your second-best player. He's not a second-best player. He's a backup, you know? And the person I'm really disappointed in, right, is J.R. Smith. J.R. Smith, he has a chance to really deliver here, and he's not. You know, it's... It sucks that they get up to 4 points, like a 4-point, like Golden State is only up by 4 points, right? Cleveland has had to sit LeBron James out because he needs to rest, and the lead goes back up to 10 points. That just can't happen. We need somebody to step up, frankly, and, you know, get the job done. Dellavedova has really shined, you know. And I don't know. I think right now, if they play like they did last night, it's going to be Golden State, right? But Dellavedova and LeBron James both need the rest. They're playing like 40 minutes out there. You know, that's not possible. You can't do that. You know, and so it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Golden State, it's going to be scrappy. And I'm I think it's crazy that Golden State didn't take this four games. That was it. But, you know, LeBron James, of course, pushed through. And, you know, the best player in the league, you know, of course he's going to put up a fight. So, yeah, I'm going to go with, if the games play like they did, you know, unorganized, scrappy, crazy type games, it plays in Cleveland's favor. If it's going to be organized basketball, plays in Golden State's favor, you know? So, yeah, I'm looking, well, yeah, I've said that about five times now. I'm looking forward to seeing Terry here on PJ Sports Talk. He plays to me every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans. And wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. And last night was really a heartbreaker. Antoine Vernet scores in the last 2 minutes of the third period. And, it's sad. You know, I would hate to see... I hate it every time that the Lightning lose at home. You know, they really have to figure something out quickly. Because let's say they win this next game, right? Well, then they're coming back home, right? And so they got to figure something out quick to get these players on track. You know, you can't keep having these games where the players just suck at home. You know, that's not okay. So, two games left, and I'm really hoping the Lightning win. To be honest, I'm going to be honest with you here. I think, the Lightning need to start making changes as well. Of course, Corey Crawford, nothing away from him. He had a great night with 31 saves. A save percentage of 0.969. And he had a great 31 saves. You almost can't do better than that. Only letting up one goal. Are you kidding me? And, they just need to do a little bit better. You know, I like the shot count. Both teams are very well matched. Nothing really out of the ordinary. The Lightning gave a lot more hits. But besides that, it wasn't really a lot. There was 13 giveaways and 11 takeaways. And, yeah, so it's... I don't know. We have to power through a little bit more, keep on track, and I like the shot count. I think we kind of got unlucky that game. I think we got unlucky. So, anyway, that's my take on that. And I want to get into a little bit of a talk about the Michael Jordan, LeBron James, you know, thing. So, Michael Jordan and LeBron James, number one, they're two different players. Size is a big thing. Small forwards, right? And the only ones that you can compare would be Larry Bird and LeBron James, right? And or Magic and LeBron James. And here's why, right? I think Magic would probably be the better suited one to, you know, face up against, right? To compare. That's what I'm looking for. To compare just because of this. LeBron James can play every single position out in the court. You know, the last person to do that was Magic Johnson. He could play every single position on the court. He went in and subbed, I think, for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and scored 22 points. Mind you, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a center, and Magic Johnson is a point guard. You know, you can't make this stuff up. And it was pretty interesting. But versatility, right? Both players can pass the ball. So Magic is a little bit better than LeBron, I must say that. But if you go back and look at the highlights for Magic Johnson, oh my gosh, you'll be amazed, right? And I was watching it with a friend of mine, and Magic shot the ball from half court, right? And he was gonna make it, right? Of course, it's a highlight. And my friend's like, look at his pass, and he's like, Magic's, and I say, Magic says, forget the pass, I'm shooting the ball, and drains it, you know. That's why he's Magic, man. And LeBron kind of has that same feel to him, you know. He's scoring triple doubles pretty much game after game after game, and it's crazy, you know. Of course, this is the playoffs, right? But still, you know, it's really quite amazing. And LeBron and Magic Johnson is probably the closest fit for LeBron. I would not really want to compare Michael and LeBron. Larry Bird and LeBron, maybe. Right? You know, Larry Bird was much more of a shooting and passing type of guy. He didn't really drive to the rim, and he didn't really want to take it in a one-on-one situation and try and drive to the paint. But it was the same thing with Magic, right? Magic would pass the ball 9 times out of 10 rather than taking it up. You know, I mean, he'll take it up, right, but not without making a pass. And you know, LeBron might be the other way, like, maybe 6 out of 10, right? So, a little bit of difference there. And I still think Michael Jordan, of course, he is the best player of all time. Here's my list, right? Yeah, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird, and LeBron James. And no. Let me do that again. I don't want to make any enemies. All right. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Wilt Chamberlain, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, and then LeBron James. And then Kobe Bryant. Right? And you might be asking me, why am I putting Kobe, you know, after LeBron? And just because, you know, Kobe was much, much more of a 1v1 guy. He would take you, and he would score on you no matter what, right? You know, 80 points in one game, LeBron would never do that. He's much more of a pass-type guy rather than, you know, Like, I don't put up 80 points, you know. And that's why I put LeBron above Kobe. So, yeah. That's my list of the best players of all time. And pretty crazy there. All right, and we're going to do the baseball, the lineup. And so here we go. So first off, we have the Indians and the Tigers. Then we have the Braves and the Mets, the Rockies and the Marlins, the White Sox and the Rays, the Yankees and the Orioles, the Blue Jays and the Red Sox, the Phillies and the Pirates, the Nationals and the Brewers, the Mariners and the Astros, the Royals and the Cardinals, the Twins and the Rangers, the Athletics and the Angels, the Diamondbacks and the Giants, the Dodgers and the Padres, and the Reds and the Cubs. And that's the lineup for today. For the Rays, you know, they won yesterday's game. And they're basically tied with New York. Excuse me there. They're basically tied with New York. If they win this game and the Yankees lose to the Orioles, which is very much a possibility, the Orioles are favored. I think that the Rays could... They could be on top. You know, they're in the hot seat. And Nathan Collins is pitching today. And Chris Sale. And, you know, both very good pitchers. You know, Collins is a little bit on the not as good side for us. But you know what? I think we can get the job done. If we can win this next game, then we are golden. You know, we're golden. And, you know, some of the leaders, you know, I'm glad to be in the AL East, and not the NL Central, because St. Louis has taken that division sky high. But yeah, we're up there. You know, I'm very happy with how our team's doing. The only thing that I would like to manage more would be the bullpen. I would like to, you know, I would not, I don't like the way that it's being managed with, you know, taking out the pitcher every six innings once you reach a sixth inning, you pull him. You know, that's not how baseball works. You know, maybe instead of doing this, you know, this have to do it right by the book, maybe you could ask the pitcher, I don't know, can you pitch another two innings? Right, maybe take him out in the eighth, right? Instead of taking him out in the sixth, because now your bullpen is getting tired. You know, you can't be doing this, right? You don't have enough pitchers. So there comes a point. There's going to be a point where we crack. You know, it's going to be towards the end of the season. You know, we don't have many games left. Only about And, like, in the regular season, you know, and, like, Chris Archer was doing great. You take him out, put in your finisher and your closer, and the closer, you know, gives up a two-run home run, and, you know, people think that's a game. And it's not. And my bad, the season is not almost over. We still got 100 games left. I was thinking of basketball and only 82, but no, there's still 100 games left, and we still have a lot of season to go. So, you know, we can't be doing this. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. A little bit of a shorter show as I need to get some stuff ready for my camp. So I'll see you guys next Sunday. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. Next week we'll have a special Father's Day edition, as well as covering the NBA and NHL finals. See you next week. Bye. talk the talk and walk the walk. PJ, signing out.